As for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Good morning, it's time for Crazy Ass Friday, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia, here along the Blue Ridge Mountains. Come on down and join us at the land between the lakes, the Smith Mountain Lake and Philpot Lake. Do you like a cold, deep mountain lake, or do you like a huge 20,500-acre lake? So come on down and join us, some of the best fishing and camping and, well, just relaxing. And remember, drive safe, because we're known to be moonshining in this area. So come on down, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the truth will always set you free. You may not like it. It may stink to high heaven, and you may be pissed because you've been bullshitted for so long by the ones you trusted, the mainstream media, or the antidote to the mind control media that they have become, the propaganda press. ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News. Let's not forget the classic Mockingbird media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, so many other so-called top-of-the-line news organizations have been nothing but fronts for government operations, government psyops, counterintelligence operations run against, well, the American people, third parties, political parties, colleges, universities, youth groups. I would say if you look over the history, just back to 1945, you won't find any group that hasn't been, well, let's just say infiltrated and then turned on its head by the United States government and its spies that lie. So today, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, I guess I should say. Man, I'm telling you, it's a hell of a thing going down. All the crap we see today with the totalitarianism being brought in willingly by so many sheeple scared of COVID, the variant. Hey, you should realize they have variants lined up for every month, right? I mean, if you haven't been paying attention, there's the Epsilon variant, there's the Delta variant, there's, of course, there's a B variant, there's another variant. I mean, there's the Lambda variant. They don't know which way this accident from the scientists is going to go. When you cover your ass, you create these conspiracies that are true in the sense that this COVID virus was, of course, released from a lab. The question is whether it was intentional or not, whether it was just, typical industrial science where, how should we say it? The care and the safety, it's shortcut by, costs and contractors that take shortcuts for all the costs. But let's be honest about the Wuhan lab, okay? The source of COVID, this spliced together genetic monstrosity enhanced by techniques developed at the University of North Carolina, I believe, Raleigh, or Chapel Hill down in that area. And then, of course, taken to China with the blessings of, the NIH and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Douchebag from over at the Echo Lab place. Just turned out to be essentially a medical and research money laundering scheme. Or after the... See, here's the shit where Fauci is going to really look bad, okay? When they figure out that Fauci just rewrote the grant script and told people how to write their grants, how to continue gain-of-function research, but put it in different words that the NIH would use to, combat interference from the politicians who, weren't very comfortable with creating whole new viruses out of, nothing but with genetic experiments. Yeah, now what's happening essentially is this flu virus, which is not lethal, Not like they say it is. Let's not lie to ourselves. COVID-19 has a very low mortality rate. So low that the, you know, it's clearly obvious to the average person that this is not about protecting people. It's about control of your mind, your life by the government. I mean, let's not lie to ourselves. I mean, the reality is the COVID-19 scamdemic or plandemic afterwards, or whatever you want to call it, this whole thing has been orchestrated to strip you of your rights and your liberties, and they tell you that it doesn't, and it's not. Yeah. I found this the other day, or this is on, I saw a news article, and, you know, people talk about this, and it's not like something that's a secret, and that what we know is that many people have said that that what was going to happen. You know, they're going to tell you have to take the vaccine, and then they're going to tell you the vaccine don't work, and they get that whole line of stuff, right? And here's some Canadian guy, he says Jim Bro, but yeah, this guy, I mean, is this a conspiracy theorist, or is this just the truth of what happened? This is from last year.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance, because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed. They took your rights and freedoms. They forced the vaccine on you. And what happened? Same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class, and that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
Yep. That is absolutely that simple. I mean, they literally are. Biden has now said that, oh my God, you know, we got to have monthly checks as long as the pandemic is, or the epidemic is going down. I mean, can you believe that shit, right? Yeah. So it's the craziness and the idiocracy. It's making people dependent on government. And it truly is some crazy stuff that they have, that they're doing. And if you would have told somebody years ago that, you know, oh yeah, look at this, look at what they're doing now and all this other stuff, he would have said, no way that the government would just come in and tell you shut down, that the government would make you wear a mask. I mean, try to make you wear something that literally silences, you know, a mask that they had used to put on slaves. People are kind of, are pissed. And Yeah. They really are up in arms, so to speak. And the it's a new world that people don't. It's where people have don't know where they have gone. They once believed that they had rights and liberties, particularly maybe in Canada, where it's just, you know, well, more stupid on stupid. And David Freit, a candidate for a member of parliament, had this to say.
Location from beautiful New Brunswick, but I almost didn't make it here.
Wait a minute.
Armed officers, and we were asked if we had registered on in crossing the border from Quebec to New Brunswick. There was a checkpoint in New Brunswick with armed officers, and we were asked if we had registered online before crossing the border from Quebec to New Brunswick. And when I said we hadn't because I didn't know what they were talking about, I was escorted back to the highway by the officer, told to go back to Quebec, register online in order to enter the province of New Brunswick.
Are you all registered to enter the province of New Brunswick?
I don't think so.
You don't have any registration? Here's the information. You'll have to do that before entering. So you'll go back to Quebec. At the first exit, you just park at the Irving. You got to register before entering, okay? So let's follow me.
Turning this way or going that way?
You go online at GNB Travel Registration. When every adult's registered separately, the kids can be under one of your names.
Okay.
You can come back. But before that, you'll need to go back to the Irving at the first exit. So just...
Whoa, man. Can you imagine pulling up to the state or province line and the guy says, oh, man, you got to check in with your papers electronically first and then bring us a copy of your stuff. And, well, man, I mean, where has freedom gone? Over a bug that has a 99.7% and better survival rate. This is about mind control and people control. That's the real truth that nobody wants to say. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice says it's illegal to mandate COVID vaccinations, experimental vaccinations for federal employees. No, it is not. I do not believe it is under an emergency use authorization, an EUA. This is completely contradictory to law as it is written. Period. End of story. Just because the Department of DOJ's Office of Legal Counsel wrote some kind of something that gives permission to private companies to push this and to use it, to use their people's jobs and their livelihoods, their monies as a coercion to force people to take this shot. Hey, did you hear Joe Biden even offered a $100 bonus? That's right. Look, if you haven't taken the shot by now, you know, hey, maybe you should send everybody who got the shot $100. Because, you know, you're going to probably kill them because you've essentially have changed their entire, you know, DNA. It is none of the shots have been to this state given full FDA approval, though health officials, including Fauci and the chief medical advisor to Joe Biden, are confident that vaccinations will be given the okay from the government body. However, both federal and local entities have opted not to wait for the FDA to mandate vaccinations. The Department of Veterans Affairs became the first agency to mandate COVID-19 inoculations for employees. Title 38 personnel, including physicians, dentists, registered nurses, and others, will have 8 weeks to become fully vaccinated against the disease in compliance with the new policy. What I would like to say is when this policy, when the current VA Secretary Dennis McDowell, when it turns out that that this thing is rejected and a high number of people are getting sick and dying, will you yourself be, how should we say it, turn yourself in so you can be put on trial for the murder of all those people you forced to take the vaccine and all those people you duped into taking an experimental vaccination? That's the real question people should be asking. Meanwhile, a drunk, ignorant bitch named Nancy Pelosi declared that GOP minority leader Kevin McCarthy is a moron. And she says, science, 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 and science. Then that woman has had one too many Botox treatments. I think they went all the way to her brain. Maybe they took the Botox, yeah, and for the men. And and went up her nose like they did it with a swab. I mean, you know, listen, Nancy Pelosi, I've always questioned her, well, her sanity, I guess, number one. But, you know, number two, you know, her political honesty. And then you have Kevin McCarthy, right? She's talking about some moron. Yeah, Kevin's not a moron when it comes to the science debate. But Kevin is a moron when it comes to, how should we say it, standing up for the American people and not working with and bowing and buying into this political charade, this political dog and pony show where they say we have two parties. And no, we have one party, the uni party, where the top of the crumb of the crap that floated to the top of the political shit pile, not one force there by we the people. No. Our political system is just corrupt. Kevin McCarthy, yeah, he's part of that corruption. Mitch McConnell, you know, there's no doubt. Any long-term GOP operative or leader that's in government is essentially nothing but a parasite anymore. And, you know, a lot of times the more they, how should I say it, they more become, the higher the status, the more it seems that they, well, they kiss the establishment's ring. And it's just a turnover. Instead of a clean sweep, it's just a turnover of corruption in the United States government. That's what we see today. Texas has ordered the arrest of illegal immigrants, particularly those carrying COVID-19. Now, remember, the United States government has been taking COVID-positive patients and hundreds of thousands that haven't been tested and are scattering them across the United States. 40%, or was it at least, is it 40%? 40% or 60% of the people that they said, hey, come and get, release you into the United States, but you got to go by your local immigration office and get a hearing date and such. And so they're amazed that, you know, not many of them have come by and got their appointment yet. I mean, the government is just, they're surprised. these illegal immigrants that came in the United States don't want to come in and register and get a court date like 4 or 5 years out, that because they're here for, well, how should we say it, economic reasons, that they would have to be sent back. But, you know, people may not realize that gives that person 4 years to work, to build a nest egg, maybe to not to get married and knock up knock somebody up. And, you know, today, you know, men can have babies. So, hell, you know, it's discriminatory, you know, the idiocracy. I mean, it really is. Meanwhile, the Attorney General Garland, yeah, has threatened legal action against Texas for rounding up not only illegal immigrants, but COVID positive immigrants. Yes, the Attorney General of Texas has ordered that COVID positive patients can't cross the state line. So, you know, this is this mass immigration deal. It's a hell of a thing. There's the break. We'll be right back. Eviction moratorium. And that wanker from over there in the UK. No, it's not Hiro. It's Piers Morgan.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's Crazy Ass Fridays here on the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. Well, there it is. That's right. Wu-Tang, man, the Wu-Tang Clan album has sold at a record price for old Martin Scorsese. His court debt is now paid off. Estimated to be about $500,000, the album sold and at auction by the feds, who has seized it to to make more money. Yeah. Anyway, hey, if you're down there in Louisiana, that's right, down there in Louisiana, and if you're looking for a place to stay. If you're looking for a home and you got a trailer or a trailer park, yeah, Louisiana man has created a trailer park for swingers. And yes, put up a sign outside that said T-Boys Swinger Trailer Park. That's right. Bring your house and share your spouse. Yes, he said he's got calls from all across the world. Wondering about the accommodations at the trailer park. And he says, oh, we're going to have it all. We're even going to have an orgy pit. Oh, my God. Yes, of course, it will be a nude zone. What do they call that? A nudist clothing-free zone. And be all kinds of stuff, right? Yeah, of course, everybody wants to call and wants to know where the spouses are. No word on that yet. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. What other news and information? Let's just go down through the list here. Oh, yeah. Los Angeles. That's right. Los Angeles County. 25% of the so-called coronavirus cases are from people who have been vaccinated. So now you're vaccinated. Now they want to say you got a booster. That's right. You can get a booster shot to go with your other two shots that said that was supposed to protect you that don't protect you from the protection. That's right. Meanwhile, a lot of people who got the COVID vaccination are really pissed because they're finding out that when they get sick, they're shedding off all kinds of crap that they wouldn't be if they wouldn't have got the shot. Yeah. Of course, they're blaming it on the so-called Delta variant, which we know is just more horse hockey Meanwhile, across the pond, Piers Morgan, the retard who wants to take your guns and says, you don't need guns. You don't need guns for anything. You can just go to the grocery store and get knifed by. And next thing you know, Piers Morgan's calling for, you know, more butcher knives to be taken off the streets of everywhere. Anyway, he said the unvaccinated, they're holding us all back. It's all their fault. They're going to be snatching the COVID defeat, the jaws from victory, so to speak. You know, Piers Morgan is garbage. It's a garbage conspiracy theory that he's pushing. Period. End of story. If you're like me, you know, many people have already had COVID. And for the most part, they are protected. What Piers Morgan and many people willingly ignored, that the PCR test, I believe, or it's the PRC test, anyway, that PRC test or PCR test, that is, can't differentiate between influenza A, influenza B, influenza C and D, or COVID. That's the truth, that you have to do these follow-up tests. That's the real truth that nobody wants to say. That's why the FDA and the Center for Disease Control is ending. They're ending the emergency use authorization for the PCR test to try to see if, you know, you have COVID and where they stick the swab all the way up your, you know, tickle your brain, so to speak. It's, well, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. So Piers Morgan is just a conspiracy lunatic who is deep-throating the government's official narrative, which hasn't worked yet. Have you noticed that? If people were really vaccinated from this disease, they wouldn't be getting it. They wouldn't be having the viral load that they have. Remember, if you got the flu vaccination before the COVID flu came around, the Wuhan flu came around, you were highly susceptible to the Wuhan flu. That's the truth that nobody wants to say. Okay. If you have 2.5 comorbidities or more, yeah, you're in trouble. Okay. Now, Piers Morgan has, well, let's just say, has upped his rhetoric and now is calling for people who are unvaccinated to be denied medical treatment. Yeah. These are supposed to be liberals, you know, who like freedom. But the government has them so scared that because that we, me, and many others refuse to get vaccinated, and it doesn't matter if we want to have a medical reason or not. It's our body. Piers Morgan is just, well, crazy. Once you've been in that narrative of that bubble of the media, of the mainstream media, it is very tough to get out of it. If you look at everything that the UK has done with all of the enhanced lockdowns and all of the masks and all of the vaccines and everything, nothing has worked because on several levels of failure, different diseases, improper testing, bullshit vaccines that are gene therapy that change your body forever. And, you know, I'm willing to take my chance. That's the truth. Ted Cruz has said that the mask reversal is a virtue signal of submissiveness. That's right. That if you're wearing this mask, you're submitting yourself to the government and its policies. Nobody wants to admit that. I know liberals don't. Liberals are believe that they are essentially infallible. I mean, liberals would follow, you know, this science that ended up with the tobacco company science. And the how about the fluoride in the water science? You know, people don't want to admit that one of the reasons I go off on a tangent rant here, okay? People don't want to admit that one of the reasons that our inner cities are shitholes, hellholes of Democrat demagoguery, they don't want to admit that between the lead paint, the poor ventilation in areas, just the pollution itself, you know, of living in the enclosed area with virtually every chemical known to man to permeate all the neighborhoods. I mean, let's be honest, you know, inner cities are like love canals of toxic environmental waste. Let's not lie to ourselves. I've seen them. I've lived there. I've experienced it. And you can put lipstick on a pig, but you know, guess what? It's still a pig. And if it's toxic waste pig, well, it's a toxic waste pig. That's the facts that, well, few people want to admit. So the cities also pumping fluoride into the water that people are drinking have essentially dumbed people down over two or three generations of fluoridation, where the average IQ is dropping 1 to 3 points or more per generation. You know, lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, that's not as uncommon as you would think in our how should we say it? In our public water system, our public wastewater treatment plants, pumping endocrine chemicals, sexual inhibitors and exhibitors and imitators all into our waterways. Hell, the fish don't even know what sex they are today. You wonder what's the matter with Washington, D.C. Just look at the hermetic fish that develop in the Potomac River right outside the Pentagon, right outside the Capitol building and such. Yeah, the water is so polluted that it turns male fish into female fish with gender-bending hormones that are excreted from, well, humans and our toxic wastes. Wonder what's wrong with people? Hell, live in a soup bowl of chemicals that they can't even figure out who they are. That's why when people go away and go into the mountains for 2 weeks, they seem to get refreshed. They seem to get relaxed. It's like a new lease on life. Well, you've partially cleared yourself of the toxins from the cities and the suburbs. You may not agree with it, but that's just the truth. Truth is a rare thing today. And let's go to another piece of this COVID news. Jim Cramer, stock idiot. I guess, who's freaking out over the Delta variant, predicts we could see 100 million people sick in 9 weeks. Well, don't forget the Epsilon variant. Don't forget the Effin variant. Don't forget the Lambda variant, Jim. Yeah, Jim's a wasteland there, man. But here's the thing. If COVID is such this disease that is going to cause this perpetual lockdowns, then that should tell you that, number one, the government believes and thinks that this is a militarized virus, which means it's a bioweapons attack. Whether willingly or unwillingly, it is coming out of China. China, funded by the United States government itself, unleashed this plague on the world. Isn't that just special? So what do you do in a biological war scenario? You do what these people are doing right here today. But if you're trying, you know, you would really have serious crackdowns, right, on COVID. But if you didn't want the people to know, if you wanted to do the lockdowns and not tell the people the truth, because the American people would demand that Fauci and the rest of the people involved in these Chinese, with Chinese labs, doesn't matter if you're at MIT or Harvard or the University of Texas or North Carolina or wherever you are, we don't give a shit if you're, part of the Chinese Confucius Institute of who gives a damn, okay? You're gone. Your history. Get out of if you're Chinese here to propagandize us, get the hell out of the country. If you've been cooperating directly with the people at the Wuhan lab against the wishes of the U.S. government, then you should go on trial, and then you should spend the time that you have left in Gitmo at the very least, if not be executed. That's right. I said it. And of course, we would be going to war with China. We would have, first there would be trade boycotts, that any company that has work in China, exports from China into the United States, well, you can forget that, because we do not import from China anymore, period. End of story. And of course, this will cause ramifications that will lead directly into a direct military conflict, of course, with China. Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, in Alaska, a couple hundred miles from 400 or 500 miles, I should say, from Anchorage out the chain, there was an 8.2 magnitude earthquake off the Alaskan Aleutian Islands. Evidently, there was no tsunami or anything like that. So, that happened over the weekend, if you didn't know. Former Nikola CEO has been charged with 3 counts of fraud. He pled not guilty and posted $100 million in bail. That's right. Well, when you say you have a truck that's, electric motor in this truck, and it's no motor in the truck, you just push the truck off a hill, and there you go. You drift for a mile or 2 miles or however many miles it is. I mean, really. If you want to cut carbon emissions, removing the engine and just having it gravitate down the hill, I guess that is, I guess that's one way to do it. But you can't tell your investors kind of lose money and faith when that truth comes out. Yeah. Let's see. The New York Times op-ed rebukes Fauci for COVID misinformation. Brett Stevens, and misinformation about the COVID coronavirus isn't merely a right-wing phenomena peddled by charlatans pushing fake cures and political conspiracy theories. It comes from the top, too. Anyway, listen, Fauci is a technocrat, okay? Fauci lied. You could tell Fauci was lying by the way he was trying to parse his words and that he was trying to take one thing out of one basket and put it in another basket and say, no, that's not it. But it fits the very definition that the, how should we say it, that the NIH uses. So, you know, Fauci has lied. This whole time, he has lied about so-called herd immunity. Now, that's when he has admitted, well, I moved the goalposts. I moved the goalposts because I didn't want everybody, you know, listen, you tell the truth and the whole truth, or, you know, let's, you can't just lie a little bit each time. And that's what he did about the so-called, herd immunity. That's what Fauci lied when he kept saying, expanding how much herd immunity. And then, of course, it's, you know, there's, oh no, everybody has to be vaccinated. There is no such thing as a natural herd immunity. Or that it went from 2 weeks to curb, you know, to bend the curve to, you know, to 18 months of complete lockdown because you're stupid. I mean, they really think people are this stupid. And yeah, these government officials are in for a rude awakening. And if they think they're, you know, the pushback from the deep state overthrow of the government that became clear as the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, Obama's administration, the DOJ, I say the FBI, they should be mentioned 4 or 5 times, all colluded and conspired to kill the Trump presidency. That's not a small thing. Now they're using COVID so you don't go back and look and understand 2020 was a fraud. If you haven't heard, auditors have finished counting the ballots for a third time and are drafting a report of the audit, the third count of the ballots, to the Senate, America, to the Arizona Senate, okay? That's the truth that no, that they want to talk, that is coming out, okay? There are significant discrepancies, many having to do with the same issues that they're seeing coming forth in Fulton County, Georgia, where people who were not eligible to vote voted, and they were, and those votes were counted. People, there were thousands of votes that were counted double or even triple, just looking at small samples of ballots. Remember, the real crucial security thing is the signatures on the mail-in ballots and the ballots themselves before they're separated from the envelopes and all that other stuff. That's part of the real security that was abandoned. I don't even know if that was finished. We do know that Maricopa County and Dominion Voting Systems has been issued two more subpoenas for keys and data and information about the voting machines, so they themselves can be audited. Well, how long can you go without your phone? 73% of adults can't imagine going a full day without looking at a screen, whether it's a computer, a tablet, a smartphone, a TV set. 73% can't imagine going a day without looking at one. Wow. Brainwash. We'll be right back.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener supporter radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
Please, come on, hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to
want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio.
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's Crazy Ass Fridays here on the Revolution in the Morning show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Come on down to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Where the truth never sleeps, and the mind control media is afraid to tread. Yeah, the MSM. You notice they're almost afraid to have anybody on their news shows or even on their networks that are associated with Revolution Radio. They are afraid of the truth. They're scared shitless today because of the internet. The only thing that the media can do is censor, censor, censor. Because they're, you know, they used to be able to print the lies in the New York Times, put it on ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News. And their lies would just go around the world without any opposition. However, today we have the internet. And their bull hockey gets called out faster than Nancy Pelosi's Botox. Treatments happen. Really is a great tool, the internet. Because they can't hide the truth. We can archive it. We can save it. We can point people to where it is. It used to be they had a monopoly on the media. They don't anymore. That's the real truth of the world that we are living. So come on down and join us. Where you can get the straight truth, not the comfortable lie, or maybe I should say the comfortable matrix of illusion pushed by the official government narrative. Because remember, ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, they are only allowed to exist in the monopolies that they are, with government regulation giving them essentially free airwaves. Yeah, crazy, isn't it? So, ladies and gentlemen, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, call to listen. Yeah, here's the number for Studio A, 518-906-1839. So join us, ladies and gentlemen, at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yeah. Democrat mega donor convicted of 9 felonies related to the deaths of black men he injected with methamphetamine. Adam Schiff, benefactor, friend, Ed Buck. When Adam was in front of Nancy's Dog and Pony show the other day, he started crying. He was weeping for Ed, who is probably going to spend the rest of his life in prison. Remember, talking about a man who would hire black men to have sex with. And part of his sex fetish was injecting the men himself with methamphetamine. I guess he didn't have a prescription for all that, did he? Well, anyway, two men previously died in his house and on his balcony, I believe, and one in his house. And the last one escaped naked and ran for his life and begged people to call the ambulance because somebody had overdosed him. And he was going into, well, he was going to die. That's the help Democrats give you today, isn't it? Yeah. Of course, if you're watching any of that dog and pony show, there's a lot of news and information coming out about the so-called one officer who gave an emotional testimony that said it was he feared for his life and it was worse than his deployment in Iraq or Afghanistan or, you know, I mean, really? Meanwhile, Green and Getz and some other congressmen and women went to see some of the January 6th prisoners because of the conditions that had they been reported to be held under, allegedly beaten and assaulted, deprived of their basic personal liberties for essentially trespassing peacefully in the Capitol, while those who attempted to burn parts of Washington, D.C. to the ground essentially had all of their charges cast away by the Washington, D.C. prosecutors. Yeah. People seem to forget the June riots when a drug overdosed, a drug addict, George Floyd, overdosed in police custody. People rioted for their drugged up friend, I guess. I don't know. I'm not personally involved, and I think it's a sad epithet for humanity and a sad epithet for a man who, well, had such little respect and common decency for the lives of others. Yeah. Anyway, so what do we got here? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The new patriots are the new domestic terrorists. I mean, the people are nuts. Okay. Our government is crazy. We know that the FBI had infiltrators in the January riot. We know that Antifa was there. We know that Black Lives Matter was there. We know that they dressed up as patriots and essentially created a false flag. And here's the thing. They tried to get the National Guard there, but it was turned back by the mayor of D.C. and Nancy Pelosi. In fact, Nancy Pelosi should be put under oath and questioned, but I doubt that she will be. These Democrats have been known to lie through their teeth in any fashion they want to achieve any political objective that they can. You know, and this is the thing about this qualified immunity that politicians have for the shit that they say and they do in government. These are the perfect examples of what Nancy Pelosi, the Capitol Police, and the government is doing right now. they are essentially turning themselves into the KGB and into a Soviet state, that they are essentially attempting the takeover of the government. And where are Democrats? I mean, Democrats are lost in their own world of, stupidness, okay? Absolutely stupidness. Yeah. Walmart says it'll cover 100% of college tuition for its workers with the LBU program. Oh, well, imagine that. Yeah, Liz Cheney, a pretend Republican, more like a Democrat, calls out for Republicans to quit downplaying the Capitol riot. Yeah, you know, one didn't happen in June, and, you know, where monuments were defaced and broken, property damage happened all across the city, and they did nothing. Why? Because they were liberals attacking Trump. They weren't January 6th rioters. I wonder how much Congress in session during that time. I mean, this is the truth, that Democrats have this two-tier system. They persecute everybody they want so they can knock them out of as any kind of effective opposition against this Democrat lawfare machine that's going through, okay? One school mom was asking questions about her kindergartners. That's right, a kindergartners, whether they teach critical race training, have CRT, critical race theory. It really is critical race training, where you believe in racism and the separation of colors. It's really sad. A woman in Rhode Island wanted to find out about the school she was preparing to enroll her daughter in. The school said, in South Kingston, Rhode Island, the school district didn't want to be bothered with it, I guess. So they said, put in a FOIA request. So she put in a FOIA request, and they kicked it back and said, it's overbroad, it's not focused, it's not this, you know. So a group, the Goldwater Institute, helped her submit another request. And then the school district shot back and said, we can do that. $74,000 in processing. And the school district estimated it would take 619 business days or 4,954 hours to retrieve the documents mentioning those terms. That's right, when they resubmitted their request, they put in some qualifiers because, you know, the school district said, well, it wasn't, you know, nothing mentioned in there we could find. So, you know, they're going to say it's going to take 5,000 hours and $75,000 to include specific records of emails that includes the phrase CRT, curriculum, lesson plans that include the phrase. So they're saying that just to find CRT and critical race theory and curriculum and lesson plans in one email, that is going to take 5,000 hours. Hey, do they do know that there's programs that will automatically search your emails for any words and phrases? They do know that, right? I mean, they're supposed to be educators, not, you know, obstructors. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot doubles down on her racism, only granting interviews to reporters of color. saying she's unapologetic, since the city press corps looks like it's from the 1950s. Well, imagine that. She should be happy. The Democrats were in charge in the 1950s. And, you know, they had Jim Crow scattered all across the United States in the 1950s. Democrats even voted against. That's right. That's right. Think about it. The Equal Rights Amendment. Yeah, Democrats will have a little problem with history. Maybe she should go back to the 60s. Because the 50s and before that, you had 100 years of Democrat Party of slavery, Jim Crow. That's the party of the Democrat Party that I know. It's the party of Jim Crow. That is the Democrat Party. And have you noticed that every Republican is afraid to get in their face and say it to them? And say to them, what do you mean? You're the Democrat Party. You wanted to keep slaves. You want to fight for the slaves to be your property. That's why the Republican and Democrat Party became separate. Otherwise, they're all for the power of Washington, D.C. and the Federalist state. And see, that's what happened. You know, there were people that were for states' rights, and there were folks that wanted the federal government to be strong, to be like London was to the yuck, right? To the greatest Britain, to Great Britain. However, the Federalists that want a strong central government, they won. And they've been stripping the state's powers away ever since. Think about the senators not appointed by states. States lost their voice in the government. Now it's selected populism for the uniparty, the Democrats and Republicans. And there's only a hair's breadth of difference between the two. And if you're honest with yourself, Democrats and Republicans work together. Well, every time they do, they screw the people. And they help their corporate benefactors. That's part of the truth that nobody wants to say. And Lori Lightfoot, don't be so damn racist. You racist lesbian. We don't care what knob you lick. You just better have equal equality, not equity. Meanwhile, stupid has gone to med school. That's right, stupid. And I said stupid has gone to med school because in some med schools, they don't have male and female anymore. They don't have man and woman. Yeah, they have genders. I mean, really? I mean, who wants a doctor that can't even acknowledge the human form of a male or female as being the primary species of our planet? Not the, you know, the selected furry freakdom of whateverville that Democrats love to push today. I mean, really, some medical schools. I mean, it's an offense to use the term pregnant woman. I mean, really, it's, you wonder how idiotic cults and stupid behavior happens back in the times, you know, before us. Well, we're seeing it right now with this transgenderism craziness. denial of biological sex and sexual orientation, and everything is now a gender construct, and it's wacko weirdo land. I mean, if you want to hijack somebody's brain, I would imagine some of the first things you have to attack is their sexuality and make them question that. And once somebody questions the basic instincts of who they are, you can pretty much play Mr. Potato or Play-Doh Man and do a Mr. Potato Head and turn that poor thing into anything you want. That poor person. Manipulate all parts of their psyche, their psychology, their conscious, their subconscious. Once you've destroyed and changed that, I mean, the poor kid's got a hell of a hill to climb to get back to reality and what's normal. What's normal is coming and maybe ending or maybe not ending. 12 million households face eviction as the eviction moratorium ends July 31st. Does anybody believe that it will end July 31st? I don't. The government will find a way to extend and pretend and to pay for the people because it's too expensive to live in number one in the United States, period. But under the conditions of the pandemic kill shot deal. Yeah. So, $47 billion in federal money to help tenants is just a drop in the bucket. $3 billion authorized by Congress in December and March delivered to landlords and tenants. And then who knows if the landlords really got it from when the tenant got it. The Supreme Court said, well, you know, this is illegal, but we're going to let it stand because it's getting ready to end. More extend and pretend and don't do your job at SCOTUS. Yeah. Or the triple split, a 3x3x3, three liberals, three idiots, and three conservatives. I guess it could be, you know, 9 idiots total. Really, most of these folks are more educated idiots, not dealing in the reality of the world that we're living in. Yeah, true. One of the places I like to go, get some news, information, read, and learn, is jonathanturley.org. Twitter suspended a commentator for criticizing the vaccine. We know that the vaccine essentially is worthless, in my opinion. But hey, you all can decide what you want to do with that. But recently, if you haven't heard, liberals are now trying to say that the Second Amendment, that their constitutional right to hold, to have guns, is about racism, and it's not about rifles. Turley points out that, you know, that the reframing of his debate about the Second Amendment is a relic of slavery. You know, is being turned on its head and now being declared a piece of American imperialism. He says this is just other misinformation and disinformation that's put out. But yeah, if you didn't know, the left in America is trying to claim that the Second Amendment is, how should we say it? Racist. Nutso. We'll be right back We got some good muck breaking and some other stuff to talk about next.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah, welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. It's crazy ass Fridays, man. I'm telling you, our governments around the world have lost their friggin' minds. Hey, did you hear about the gaming systems? That's right, 59 million Americans are prohibited from buying high-end Dell gaming PCs. That's right. You can't buy a high-end Alienware brand desktop PC. Why? Because of power consumption regulations. That's right. The product cannot be shipped to states of California, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Vermont, or Washington because it uses too much power. Power consumption regulations adopted by those states. Any orders from those states will be canceled, according to Dell. So you've got to buy it off the shelf and have somebody ship it in. Yeah, it's just, it's a sad state of affairs. Yeah. Oh, meanwhile, in California, Gavin Newsom is, doing his recall thing, and people are not very happy. In fact, the poor governor had to pull his kids out of summer camp after a photo of his son maskless with a bunch of other kids maskless at summer camp. Oh, that's right. They were playing basketball. They were running up and down the court. But hey, they didn't have their mask on inside. That's right. A clear violation of Newsom's own guidance, right? The command and demand. We know these people are full of shit. We know that the PCR test was pulled as the EUA has ended and that it wasn't worth a shit to start with. What else we got going on here? Oh, yeah. Here's one for you. Charles Grassley. Is it Chuck? Is it Chuck Grassley? Is that his name? Yeah, that Republican from Iowa. He's a perennial jackass, if you ask me. You know, he might as well team up with that dumb shit from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. I mean, really. He says, you know, all this stuff is gonna force this is gonna push Republicans back into power. I mean, this guy's a retard, full blown retard. Hell, they're trying to make, they say, 8 million legal immigrants, you know, in this new in some of these new bills that they're going to push through with reconciliation. So they got to do it now, and then they're going to do it after the start of the new year. And I'm telling you, y'all better hang on to your hats, because by the time it's said and done, Democrats will legalize 35 million illegal immigrants that are in this country right now. Did you know that just, was it last week, 20,000 people were so-called apprehended at the border, right? Did you see the video of them online? You ought to go online and look at these videos. You know, some of the time, you know, they're opening up a big gate. They bring a busload through. They close the gate. You know, 400, 500, 1,000 gather every day at the gate waiting for their turn to come in. They're from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Venezuela, Nicaragua. It really is crazy. And to believe that while they're so busy with all of these other guys, that other people aren't sneaking through. I mean, I think by their own admission, they only get 50%. And remember, these 50% are actively turning themselves into these people because they know Joe Biden wants everybody to come in, and then they're going to make them legal immigrants. And what the Democrats will do is, well, they will say, just like it happened under Ronnie Reagan, if you could prove that you've been in the country since such and such a date, you come to so-and-so place and we'll make you a legal American. We'll put you on that process, on that track. You watch. This is exactly what they're going to do. And then next thing, there won't be any caps put in there to cap it at 8 million, to cap it at a so-called 11 million that Democrats have always claimed, when actually, you know, years ago, 5 to 7 years ago, it was 22 million. Now it's closer to 35 million. And it won't matter how these people got here. Meanwhile, they have told Cubans escaping real communism and tyranny, they have told them, don't you dare come here. You'll be, you know, deported. You'll be sent back. Ah, crazy. It's crazy. If the economic and social conditions are so bad in these countries, then somebody should clean it up, shouldn't they? Maybe the citizens themselves need guns so, you know, they can shoot the criminals, right? I mean, I watch Active Self-Protection on YouTube, okay? And John, you know, they have a lot of videos on from Brazil and South America. And down in South America, if there's, yeah, see two men riding on a scooter, it's a crime waiting to happen. They're waiting to rob somebody. So if you have a gun, you better get your hand on it. So as soon as they pull up and even show their gun or start to pull their gun, you can beat them to the draw. That's the truth. And that's what George Soros and Democrats, that's the kind of society, that's the kind of safety they want for Americans in their own communities. You know, people will be riding around on their scooters and their cars, just as right now, blacks. You may not like it, I say it, but black people are violent in America. I'm not saying whites are innocent. I'm not saying there's not white idiots and assholes out here. Thieves and thugs come in all flavors, but I'm telling you, if you've been watching some of this stuff, with black males being such a small percentage of the population in America, they sure do seem to be on video a hell of a lot, robbing, breaking and entering, you know, doing stupid shit. I mean, we got enough people doing stupid shit. We don't have to have, you know, just a high percentage of blacks doing stupid shit. It's crazy. It is. It's nuts. Because it's a denial of reality. This world that we're living in today. Yeah. Meanwhile, in Africa itself, happens everywhere, I'm sure. Bandits steal 66 trucks carrying copper. That's right. They've robbed 66 trucks this year carrying copper sheets and copper ingots from mines to, shippers to go out of the country. Yeah, Botswana, Democratic Republic of Congo, South Africa, Tanzania, Zambia. Yeah, they've seen an increase. In fact, they've lost 32 average truck carries 32 to 34 tons and worth about $470,000 a truck, $21 million in thefts total now, about $21 million, 34 what was it, how many tons anyway. So it's crazy. Let's see, in May, what was that? In May, yeah, $10,700 for a ton of copper. So if you've been selling copper to your low-level, how should we say it, scrapyard, you know, it's almost worth you melting it down and making your own ingots, right? Prices like that where you can have, you know, good copper. Anyway, that's just something I wanted to point out to you. What else we got going on here? Obama era drone program whistleblower is given a stiff sentence. He's sentenced to 4 years, 45 months behind bars in Alexandria courtroom. 33-year-old Daniel Hale, understood to be the leaker of classified info to The Intercept, journalist Jeremy Scahill, who wrote a series of reports about Obama's secret drone program and the mounting civilian casualties that it had. Yeah, of course, you know, Obama, like the rest of the government, isn't worried about the truth. They're worried about you'll find out about the truth and that you'll really declare you want real accountability. Yeah, that's the real truth that nobody wants to say. What else we got going on here? Hunter Biden. That's right. He's a $20,000 rent on a Malibu home with an art studio, 4 bedrooms, and sweeping ocean views. That's right. When you're the son of the president and you can afford, you know, lots of crack, and you've got $50 million in Chinese investments. It's crazy. Anyway, it's a 3-car garage converted into a studio where Hunter goes to paint every morning. He must have his stash out there, I guess. But they're paying $20,000 a month, and for his wife Melissa and their son Bo. They said they had to move from the other Venice Beach house. Because a little privacy, and the crack dealers were too close, and he was just going next door all the time. Yeah. Anyway, it's a hell of a thing when the only thing you have is to sell your dad's influence. People lie so much all the time. It's not even funny. Yeah, what do we got here? About 11 minutes left in the show here. Here's one for you. San Francisco, good old San Fran feces, is considering a congestion tax on high-earning drivers. That's right. You're going to have to pay a tax, a $6.50 fee, to enter the congested pricing zones during weekday rush hours for folks who make $100,000 or more. Yeah, now with discounts for lower income individuals and drivers with disabilities and people who live in the area. Oh man, isn't that nice? They're gonna charge you a tax to go into a place where you live or you shop, or you're going to the doctors. Or what about if you're, well, you know, they don't charge a fee for the homeless to shit in the street yet, do they? I mean, hey, they might be able to collect a bunch of money for that. My God, it's just crazy. You know, with the pandemic and everything shut down, the congestion problem disappeared. Now they decided, well, if it's coming back, man, we have to profit from it. Yeah. Assholes. Assholes. Just like this dick that flew into space on a ship that looked like a phallus. That's right. The only thing Blue Origin was missing was two balls. Yeah, so Blaze Bezos says that he will build a lunar lander and operate it for free for the U.S. government to go to the moon. Yes, you know, Bezos is a jackass, right? I'll tell you right now, he'll die in space just because if he thinks he can escape a CME or some other solar event that will wipe out everything here on Earth, if he thinks he can go into space, well, he's not too bright, is he? And maybe he thinks he can bore himself into the center of the moon. Yeah, it's silly, silly stuff, right? Anyway, so they want to basically have a $2 billion program to get this this orbiter and this what do you want to call it, a mobile a lunar shipping crate system going on, where they can start and basically send stuff to the moon on a regular basis. If they were going to build something on the moon, you would actually need, you know, a regular delivery service, particularly until you can deliver enough systems where the base itself can be maintained by independently by itself, but still is going to need bunches of supplies. What else we got going on here? Oh, yeah, Dr. Fauci. What a fraudulent ass. I swear, man, he is such a dickhead. I don't know. I'm trying to think exactly what was said in this little interview. Let's see what the dickhead had to say.
People should not be walking around with masks. Oh. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. And
masks are protective.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects. There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated. But in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
That if, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they were...
Is there anybody more full of shit than Fauci? I mean, really, Fauci is just full of shite. Maybe gun shite. I mean, I know that's maybe a bad, y'all like gun shite, so I'll shut up about that. But hey, think about it, man. It's crazy. It's idiocracy. It's nuts. Meanwhile, hey, what could go wrong, man? 15,000-year-old viruses have been discovered in a Tibetan glacier. Most were previously unknown to humans and mankind. Yeah, published in the journal Microbiome. Scientists understand how viruses evolve over centuries. Glaciers were formed gradually along with dust and gases and viruses trapped in the ice. Yeah, so what did the Chinese do? Oh, yeah, man. We're going to dig up these viruses and take them back and see what we can do. Some of these viruses, when analyzed the ice, they found genetic codes for 33 viruses. Four of those have already been identified by the scientific community, but 28 of them are novel, which is new. And half of them seem to have survived at the time they were frozen in spite of being in ice or just because they were deep frozen. But anyway, yeah, it's crazy. It's idiocracy. And what are we going to do? We'll bring them back to life so we can study them. And next thing you know, you got another SARS virus or you got some other shit popping out. I mean, really, it's life has gotten so stupid today. Hey, did you hear Facebook? Yeah, Facebook, you know, Mark, what's his name, right? Zuckerberg. Anyway, this clown wants you to go to Facebook to meet with God. That's right. They want to connect you with God. Yeah, you know, whether it's a mega church or just a little church, you know, down the street, you know, whether it's, you know, one of these snake handlers from Western Virginia or who in the hell knows what. Yeah, Facebook wants to be your interface with God. That's right. My God, don't brainwash yourself with shit coming from social media companies or Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or Google or come on, man. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. Look at Corn Pop and, you know, they got some hairy legs and everything's okay. I think Joe Biden said something like that. In fact, the other day, Joe Biden was asked a question, and what did he start talking about? Well, they talk about us drinking the blood of children. I mean, what the hell? I mean, where did that come from in the middle of some press conference? It's just, well, you know, how does it get to be so stupid today? Our government has lost its mind. It must be all the jackasses, right? The House GOP protested Pelosi's mask mandate by walking into other half of buildings where they're not mandated. Oh, my God. It's just crazy. The leak, the war has changed. The CDC reports Delta spreads as easily as chicken pox. Oh, my God. The fear mongering is just crazy. It's over the top. Tanker managed by Israeli billionaire attacked off Oman. Two crewmen killed. Possible UAV attack. Well, imagine that. Security and Exchange Commission freezes IPOs of Chinese firms after Beijing reconsiders ban. Iceland's chief epidemiologist suggests COVID-19 restrictions could last up to 15 years. Yeah, that's not, you know, listen, that's an eternity. That's an entire generation of people growing up in it. That is just bullshite. The rideshare thing in China, Didi, slid on reports of anti-monopoly crackdown. Listen, any corporation that gets too big to challenge the Chinese Communist Party is the owners are put in prison, and the Chinese Communist Party essentially takes over everything. And to wrap it off, 1.6 billion masks entered the oceans in 2020. Where are the plastic straws? They're in there with the masks. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every